Oh.
laughs> We always start by laughing. I don't know why.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do
That's how
it.
we do it.
It says Isa and Simeon. So you are Isa and I am Simeon today.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah.
I'm Isa.
And I am Simeon.
And I like to say, we are the
The
Kibarabaras.
Kibarabara is right here.
Well, soon, I'm not in Kibarabara yet, but I will be.
Soon to be.
Yeah. You call me your wife.
I call you
Yeah.
by what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome, those of you who are tuning in live. So, I hope to see some comments where you are streaming from. I was going to say we are in Oslo, but we are not.
No, we
No.
are we are in
Göteborg. Oh, hemskt bra.
and the country is called
Oh, Sweden. I
Göteborg.
was wondering what? Yeah, so
Yeah.
we call this live for prepare for your next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, prepare for your next season.
For your next season, yeah.
And you know, today I'm gonna be a little bit selfish,
Okay.
but it's for all of you. Can we start with a prayer, Simeon? I really, oh, we have so much to share today. I feel like I just want to start, but
Yeah.
let's,
Let's commit this meeting to
yeah.
the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father, glorious God, King of glory. Lord, you are full of majesty because you're the King of kings. Your throne is so powerful. Your throne is glorious. Lord, we will humble ourselves. We bow down to you and we lift up your name, the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is powerful. Your kingdom is powerful. Your kingdom is reigning all over this world. Lord, we give you praise because we serve the greatest King of kings, the greatest Lord of lords. You are the beginning, you are the end. Your name is a strong tower. The righteous people run to it. Lord, this evening we commit this meeting before your hands. We are running to God for our defense, our protection, our joy, our comfort. Lord, our everything is found in you. Lord, may you crown this meeting with your peace. May you crown this meeting with your love. That all of us are going to enjoy this glorious moment as we enter into your presence. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you for your glory, that you are called the King of Glory because your kingdom is surrounded with glory. Let that glory sprinkle down from heaven to us and to those that are watching. Let your glory sprinkle down like rain to all of us. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Thank you, Father. Let your name be lifted up so high because your name is the greatest name on this earth. We bless you and we give you praise. We pray in the wonderful name of Jesus and we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
You know what comes to me right
Yeah.
now that maybe it would be better to do podcast because I think I just want to have my eyes closed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know the feeling.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah. I believe
I don't have my glasses on. Yeah.
you're
Nice to
clear.
see you. Nice to see everyone. Wow. So
Yeah.
we never plan.
Yeah.
Every day is
Yeah.
like so
Yeah,
powerful.
it is, it is.
It is like I got the words. The exciting and painful.
Yeah,
And
exciting. Yeah.
I think that's we said prepare for your next season.
Yeah.
And I got the words It's time to choose your path. It's time to choose your path. But when you start to pray, it becomes so powerful. So I just want to go into healing. And now I see, we have perfect internet, but
There we go.
Here we are. Hi, everyone who's tuning in here. Nice to see you.
You can go into just take
what
that,
do you think
take that path now
the path yeah, yeah let's start path with a path and then we can do healing after and I think that's we like to be totally transparent, real, honest. I see the internet connection is struggling today.
It's struggling.
It happens many times when I go into healing. So, but it is strange. I don't know what's happening, but whatever. It is, I think, important messages to share. So I'm just going to go into it. And I want to start by saying that I have been working with inspiration and transformation for so many years. And, you know, a new year is always so exciting, you know. Oh, we're going to reach the goals. Mm. We're going to do it better than last year. We're going to have amazing. And we met.
Last year,
November 2023. Yeah. It feels like we have been together for years.
For many years.
My old man. My old husband.
3 months, but it feels like a long time.
I'm exhausting him. No. No, but it's different because now the world is changing so much. So what I'm going to share is I'm just going to go into receiving the words for you.
Yeah.
And before we started, actually, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. It was tough for me. And I feel it really, it is important. I don't know. Do you hear us well? For me, it's just jumping. It seems like the connection is jumping.
But they're watching clearly or hearing well.
Yeah. Let us hear if you can. If it's
comment, just say if we are clear.
Yeah, because for me the video is freezing and jumping. So I hope you can hear us. But sometimes the recording is well anyway. So I just did a meeting 2 hours ago and it was perfectly fine and the internet is fine. Yeah. So let us see. Well. Before we were going live, something happened with me. I had this meeting in my community, hearing us well. Thank you. That's good.
Thank you.
I had a meeting in picture stopping. Okay. The most important is that you hear us. So that's good. That's good. The sound is good.
The sound is good.
Yeah. So, there's a reason why I'm telling this, but you know, when I am telling things, I don't know why I'm telling it, but it doesn't matter. So I had a meeting at 5 o'clock in my community, my new era now, 90 day. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. And it was fine. It was perfect. We had a healing session. I shared words and people sharing. It was perfect. And after that meeting, I was going to, you know, we are not preparing for our life, but we are just tuning in and getting inspired and, you know, happy to share and going into this good mood.
Yeah.
And the complete opposite happened for me. I went down and I went blank. I was completely empty. And I think it is about to live in the present moment. Mm-hmm. When we do that and mm-hmm. when we allow ourselves, mm-hmm. because I have been doing like, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 of life. So I've been doing it in Norway for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to, you know, pumping myself up and getting energized, listening to music mm-hmm. and all those things. So I know how important that is. Mm-hmm. But today the complete opposite happened. Mm-hmm. And when you're not alone, it also affects you.
Yeah.
What is happening? What went through your mind? Can I ask?
Yeah, I did not know. You know, I didn't know what was going on. So I was checking up on you just to make sure that we are on the same page.
Yeah.
So I mean, of course, you cannot understand because I'm not you.
Mm.
So I you cannot know what's going on. So yeah, you get a bit worried.
Yeah,
that's normal because you don't know what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go into what came to me because when this happened, when you start to go down or go blank or you know, and I also it's a change coming.
Mm.
So it's about embracing that testing and that change and that, wow, there is a change coming. It's not like the woohoo, inspirational, let's hit the goals.
Yeah.
It's completely different now. So I just sat down and I said to God, I will just close my eyes and go into this. I just said to God, God, please take over.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
Please take over. You got this. I have surrendered my life to you. So please, God, just take care of this. And I asked if, I'm getting this information, but sometimes we wonder, is this right or is this wrong? But it just came to me. I said, God, can you send this Holy Spirit, please? Because that always helped me. So the Holy Spirit comes. And now we can, I just invite you, all of you, to, I always used to say, just open up. I must say, for everyone who doesn't know me, I used to be a spiritual woman, raw businesswoman, working with self-development and helping many, many people. 4 or 5 years ago, I turned to God, and the last year has been total surrendering. So I always used to say, let's just open up. So whatever that sounds to you, or whatever you want to do, if you want to close your eyes, if you want to make yourself more comfortable or open up your hands, whatever. But right now, the presence of God and it's very tough to say it because I got the words today, the presence of God. And I asked you, Simon, if you could write for the live, and you wrote the presence of God. So we are kind of connecting, even if we are not talking about it. So we are communicating. So what came to me before this live was it's time to choose your path. We are in that season, we are starting that season where it's time to choose your path.
Yeah.
And I wish I could sit here. I'm sitting here crying, but it is so, the presence of God, Jesus. Holy Spirit, because we have surrendered.
Yes.
The two of us sitting here, we have surrendered. And we said that we are going to use our talents. And one of the talents is that I'm seeing things. I'm receiving information. So some of the information is about filling oil on your lamp. Filling oil on your lamp. And Simon, can you just share a couple of words about that while I just keep connecting here?
It's you know, we have to keep our lamps burning. You know, that's the light. That's light. Mm-hmm. And to keep the lamps burning, we need oil. Mm-hmm. Oil keeps the lamps burning. Without mm-hmm. oil, there's no light. Mm-hmm. And you know, at this moment, the oil is what we're feeding on right now. Mm-hmm. The Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That will keep you alive. That will mm-hmm. that will keep your light within you shining, mm-hmm. even brighter and brighter.
Mm-hmm.
The more you feed on the Word of God, mm-hmm. the more brighter you become.
Mm-hmm.
And this world needs us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light of this world.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually the salt of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So our oil needs to be there all the time. When there's no oil, the lamps will fade away, and there'll be darkness.
Mm.
But the light is important. The oil is important, and the source of the oil is God.
Yeah,
that's where the oil is coming from.
Mm.
When we feed on Him, when we hear His word, when we get direction from His word. The oil keeps burning. We're able to light up and face this world with our light. People will see us and see the light of God in us. And that means our oil is intact. We are feeding from the source. So it's very important that we stay on the source. And God is the source. It's very, very important.
And you can't borrow that from anyone. You need to do that yourself. You can be fed, but you need to do that work yourself. So what's coming to me is about surrendering. What I'm receiving is that there is people now are wondering about how to surrender. But also there's something else coming in stronger now that I need to share, and that is to choose God, you know, to really trust God. And there are so many people also that really it is you know, they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in God, or they have some religion, or they are atheist, or there's like a lot of confusion going on, and people really want to grab onto something. We have come to that point in the world now where people are wondering, what do I grab onto? I need to grab onto something. Because people are struggling now. They are wondering, what about the future?
Yeah.
What about the money system? Will it fall? And many people think it will fall. And what happens when it falls? Will I lose all my money? And people who are doing, I'm seeing all the bunkers and the preppers, all those things. And people are wondering, I don't have money to prep. I don't have, I can't do that. And people are getting scared. But the thing is, that rope, that's God.
Yeah.
That's Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's the only one. That's the only that's the only solution.
Yeah.
But there are so much confusion, and there are so many people. I see so many people like walking around wondering, is there a God? How can I turn to God? And then so many people find out that next step, surrendering. And surrendering, I also receiving a lot of people asking, how do I surrender? Have I surrendered now? Am I saved? Am I born again? How do I get born again? There's like tons and tons of questions. And also the false prophets, and also, of course, Antichrist, which is coming.
Yeah.
But also so much fear. And I'm getting like I'm throwing the ball back to you again, Simeon.
Yeah.
Something about surrendering, about trusting God, whatever comes to you.
Yeah, you know, these are the moments where all of us, you know, all of us need to let go and trust in God and just surrender our lives completely to Him. You know, it's the moment, it's now.
Mm.
You know, this is the moment and that all of us can have that opportunity of giving our life over to God.
Mm.
And that's what surrender means. You give your life. Father, take my life now.
Mm.
I offer it to you.
Mm.
Now I can't move without you. I can't function without God. This is the moment that we have to surrender our lives to Him and ask Him to take over.
Mm.
That word take over is complete submission. Mm. When you tell somebody, take over my life, you are actually telling them to take full control of your life. Mm. That's what that means.
Mm.
And this is the call that we are doing right now to all of us. We're asking God, take over, take full control of my life.
Mm.
I've been living my life on my own, but I need you. I need you now for my next season, for my next step, for my next chapter.
Mm.
So it requires full surrender. And that's where we are at that point. Even us, ourselves, we are at that point. We are at that point. We're telling God now, it's you now. You take charge, lead the way. We will just follow you.
Mm.
And it makes us to stay committed to hearing His voice, you know, reading His word so that we can hear Him on a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
You know, it's not one day in, one day off.
No, it's all God.
It's all,
at least here in this house.
It's not Monday, we're there on Tuesday, you're in another dimension. It's a day to day, because one thing about God is committed.
Mm.
He is committed. He doesn't take day off.
No.
He doesn't. God does not sleep like us. Mm. He's not human. So he never sleeps. He's committed.
Mm.
He's actually really committed to us.
Mm.
So let us do the same. Mm. Father, we surrender our lives to you. Take full charge, take full control.
Mm.
I can't go without you, Lord.
Mm.
I cannot function without God.
Mm.
And that is a prayer that you can make to God even now.
Mm.
God, take full charge of my life.
Yeah.
Take full charge of my situations, my circumstances, the things that are disturbing me. Lord, take full charge. I give them all to you.
Mm.
I surrender them all. When you surrender your life, it means even everything.
Yeah.
It means everything, you know. It means everything is going to God.
Mm.
You know, everything is going to God. Because I know we have many issues and circumstances. All of us, we have things that we are fighting and things. We have problems. You know, we have them. So surrender means your life plus those other things. Lord, take everything. Take full charge of my life. Make my life better. And I think that's the best prayer, is to tell God, make my life better.
Yeah,
make it much better.
As
I enter into this new season, Lord, make my life better. I wonder, it's like you're starting all over again. It's like you're beginning all over again. And God is a God of new beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah. God is a God of new beginnings. He's able to restart your life all over again and give you another chance. Yeah.
It's lovely how I feel there's like joy coming in, and at the same time what I am sharing. Thank you, Samuel. It's like I love the way we are just flowing together.
Yes.
It's just push the button. When you are speaking now, I'm receiving the same things over and over again, and that is about fixing ourselves. And I also see when people now start to surrender, and some, of course, we are in different places, so but we hope that everyone is receiving something, because when we share this, you know, everyone will receive it differently. But the word fix, fixing, fix it yourself, fix it. I'm going to fix it myself. You know, it's like I get like, okay, God, it's like 50-50. Okay, I'm with you, God, but let me just fix these things myself. So I see, like, again, I'm sorry to say these things, but it is to help. But I see a lot of confusion where people are really confused. Yeah. They are turning to God and they are like ready to surrender. But it's so difficult to release everything, to give the whole life.
Yeah.
And God goes after your heart, or even your whole heart.
It's everything.
And people, we are just humans. It often, we just want to fix it ourselves. We need to control it, to fix it. But then we are stopping the miracles. When we are going to fix it ourselves. It is like I see people are like having a discussion with God, you know, okay, God, I'm going to trust you in this and this and this. Not conscious, but it's like, that's what's going on. I'm going to trust you in this and this and this, but you know, I will take care of this on my own.
Yeah.
And God is saying, no, I got this.
I got this.
Let me
take over.
Yeah.
And you know, God, he's powerful. He's supreme. He's able. So I rather give him the chance.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows everything. He's the one who created this world. He's the one who put me on this earth for a reason, for a purpose. So best choice I can make as a person, as Simeon, is to tell God, I surrender to you, Lord. You guide me now, Lord. And guiding me, it means that you stay also connected to him. You know, it means you know, if you're dependent upon something, you'll always be with that thing all the time, because you know that's the thing that is giving you what you need. So if it is God, then you have to be connected to him at all times, so that you're able to feel his flow and his guidance. So it's important that we fully submit everything to God and understand we cannot fix everything. We're not able, but God is able to do everything for us if we allow him.
It's coming a question to you, and it feels like it's not my question. It is. I don't know what's happening here, but that happens a lot in my courses when people are burning with something, and they say, this is not, I don't even care about this, I have this feeling, it's just a question is coming. And maybe it is people that are going to ask this question. It is about the world. It is a question about, let me connect with it again. Is this why the world... Oh, it's a very obvious question. It's so strange, but now I connect my brain, but I'm going to ask it because it came. Is this why the world is so crazy now? Because we need to turn to God, that we've come to that point?
It is also because the world, I mean, we have not been turned to God. You know, we realize we can do things on our own, you know. we realized we can do things on our own, and the things that we do, you know, are not working well. So you know, that's why people are not, some people are not happy, some people are are living empty lives. Mm. They're not living to their satisfaction. Mm. Their problems may be some countries having issues, you know. When people take charge of their own lives, there's no guarantee that things are going to work out well. Mm. There's not that guarantee that 100% things are going to be okay. Mm. When we turn to God, you know, then we are turning to His wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are turning to His wisdom and His leadership, which is the best.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is the best.
I agree.
Which is the best. Mm. Any man who follows after God, you can see a level of wisdom in their lives, a level of knowledge that they are applying in their life, mm-hmm. and a lot of peace that they are walking in with. Yeah. You feel it when you see somebody who works with God on a daily basis. Mm. And that's the difference between turning to God and not turning to God. Mm. You know, but in this world, it's a crazy world. Mm. I mean, everywhere in the world now, all the nations of the world, you know, people are looking for answers. Mm, there's no way in this world that people are not looking for answers. Everywhere in the world, everywhere.
And we have never been on that road before.
No.
I think, at least not, we are 48 and 49.
Yeah, yeah.
It has never happened in our lifetime that it has been so much confusion, so much fear, so much stress about how the future will be and what will happen in life. So I see it all over. So many people are just, you know, they are like surrendering their life.
Yeah.
But it's about surrendering to God. And that's like the only solution. Of course, we have surrendered to God. So that's what we believe in. Mm. But we are also here to share it. Mm. Because living with God, no, I'm getting into this this joy of it. We are tested, really tested. Mm. Especially after we met and surrendering together. It's just because we have a mission.
Yeah, because we have a mission and because we already turned to God already. So, you know, if we're not turned to God, we'll be in another path. Mm. We'll be in a different direction. Mm. So when you're on God's side, you know, you're able to live life with a level of sensitivity of knowing what is going on and how to handle day-to-day things that you face in this world on a daily basis. Mm. So on the other hand, you know, without God, then, you know, it's a lot of stress, it's a lot of tough situations.
Yeah.
And we see that all over the news and the newspapers of what people are doing, how they are handling things, crazy stories on the newspapers or on social media. Mm. But if one turns to God, you know, one is able to have things like patience, one is able to have self-control, you know, where you don't react quickly without thinking. You have self-control. One is able also to have perseverance. You can persevere with peace. Mm. So there are a lot of good qualities that come when you're walking with God on a daily basis, you know. And that's where our prayer is that the world turns to God, you know.
Yeah.
This world can change. It can actually change into a different world.
Mm. Yeah. I'm really seeing now, I'm just seeing the title, Prepare for Your Next Season. Mm. It's like we have no, at least I don't remember what I shared because it just flow, but I feel like this was like the number one. It was like the hard part, you know, surrender, come on, because the world is tough. And now I see like the second, it's not about time, but it's like, it can be tough when you surrender totally, because things will change in your life. For some people, small changes. For some people, big changes. Mm. And for some, just hallelujah, you know. But now I'm receiving like the second part. Mm. Let's go into you know, all the good things, because when the world is crazy, we actually are filled with peace.
We're filled with peace. We're filled with peace.
And expecting miracles, harvest, joy. We are living a really exciting life.
You spread the love out there. Spread the kindness out there. You spread positivity out there.
Yeah.
You know, you become a light when you're out there in this world. So people see you as different. And they can come to you for help because you look different.
Yeah.
You look different.
Yeah.
And that's the difference that people see in us.
You
know, we who walk with the Lord, you know. We who walk with the Lord, you know, people will come to you for help. You know, for just to give them a hug, because they see you are you can accommodate. You know, you don't have a tough, serious face. Don't come to me. You know, you know, you become a light out there, because the world is out there, outside your door. That's where the world lives. You know, and that's what they see in us. So actually, somebody can turn to God by the way you live, the way you spend your life out there. Someone can just say, you look so different. What is this that keeps you like this? And you can have the chance to share with them about God.
Yeah.
It's because of God that I'm like this.
Not
me, but because God has changed me to be the way I am right now.
That is so beautiful. I don't know. I receive now soon like the healing part, but also something about harvest. Let us maybe you can do a short prayer, Simeon, about I don't know, about 2024 or harvest. I'm gonna receive some something more for those who are here.
Yeah, let's pray for this season, this year.
Yeah.
Because this is a new season for all of us.
Let
us pray for it right now.
Father,
thank you that, Lord, this path, this year, this season, 2024, all of us have entered into it, Lord. And Lord, thank you that, Lord, we have not entered alone. We are not walking alone, God. We are not moving alone. Lord, thank you that we have you by our side. Lord, we are not moving this path without your direction, without counsel, without instructions. Lord, I thank you for all of us that, Lord, even as we are now already in this season, that, Lord, you will instruct all of us. You will guide us with your light. We pray for illumination. Illuminate the path before us. For all of us, that, Lord, we will see light before we take a step. That before we take any step, Lord, we will see the light. And we will know this is the right path to walk in. Because, God, you are the light. You're the light that shines through darkness. And Lord, that's our prayer, that, Lord, we will have illumination. You will illuminate the whole year, even in this season that starts in 2024, going through 2025, 2026, and through the other years to come, that, Lord, we will walk under your light, that your light will never dim, but it will shine brighter and brighter and brighter for each and all of us. That, Lord, we will look back and say, wow, this was God's way. This was your way. This was your will. This was your path. Lord, I pray for all of us watching that we will actually say that. We will say, Lord, we surrender to you. We gave you our lives. And look where we have come. Look where we have come. Look at the place where we have reached. Lord, I pray that it will be so for all of us. It shall be so for all of us. that there will be illumination at all times. Where darkness wants to come in, it will not come. Where evil wants to come in, it will not come. Where confusion wants to come in, it will not come. Not in this season, not this time. And Lord, I pray we are going to be walking with so much joy, with so much peace, even healing, with so much healing. Our bodies, God, you're going to heal us. We are going to heal us completely so that we can enjoy this season that we are about to take on right now, Lord. I thank you because all of us are entering together. We are entering together. We are not leaving anyone behind. We are moving together to see the glorious light of God shine to us what is ahead. And God, I know what is ahead is good. What is coming is good. There is goodness. There is love. There is joy. There is abundance. There is so many good things that you have kept in store for us. And Lord, even as we enter into this season, we enter with joy. We enter with a lot of expectation and gladness. And Lord, I pray that all of us are going to experience the same things. The same things, Lord. If me and Issa are experiencing what we will experience, even those that are watching will experience those good things that we are going to experience. Lord, I thank you that we are climbing higher and higher and higher in this new season. Thank you, Lord, for uniting all of us. Thank you for protecting all of us as we embark in this new season. It's a new season because we have never been here before. But God, I know you have prepared us for this time. That's where we are here. And we are not walking alone. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell all of us that are watching that you are not alone. You are not alone. You're not alone. God is by your side. God, the God who sits on the throne of glory, is by your side. We believe that coming day tomorrow is a start of good things. It's going to be a start of good things coming tomorrow. So prepare yourself, prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul to start to receive from God. Start preparing yourself. When you wake up tomorrow morning, it's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new dawn for all of us. And Father God, we thank you and we give you praise for making it happen to us. Mm-hmm. And to those that are going even to watch this, mm-hmm. they'll connect to the same anointing, that it shall be the same for them also. Father, we give you praise. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Mm.
There is so much light coming in. And the first word, it was with me the whole time you pray now. And it's the word clarity, clarity. And also, don't bury your talent, pick it up. Because you need to use what you already have.
Yeah,
it's all over, it's in the Bible, many places. Use what you have in the house. Use your talents. Because if you use it, you will receive more. And that is why we are sitting here today. What came to me, the knowledge, the wisdom you have, Simeon, with walking with God for so many years. You know, we have, if you check out our page, we will share it later, the Kibara Bars, we share our love story. We prayed for each other. And you have the knowledge, the wisdom, and everything you have been tested with, and the prayers, the preaching. And I feel so connected with, okay, I've been with the healing for so many years and receiving information, the words, I see things. It's like the talents we have.
We are
not hiding it.
No.
Even if I didn't have the energy to go live, but I just connected with God. And please, God, just help us. Just take this, do this for us.
Yes.
and God is controlling this.
Yeah.
So we're using our talents.
Yeah.
So we want you to use your talents because that is the way that will lift you up, your purpose, your pathway of purpose, which we also have been working on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people are wondering the clarity and to care about what other people think. I also receiving, I saw someone saying, I'm so tired of the celebrities.
Yeah.
And it was not about the person, because the celebrities, they are also just humans as us.
Yeah.
But it's like worshiping the celebrities.
Yeah.
We are going into the new season where it's not about the celebrities. It's about you, all of us.
All of us.
But most of all, about God. So the clarity to walk in this season, because we say in this season, because someone can watch this in 4 years and feel, wow, this was for me. It was December 28th or something.
Yeah.
And they feel, oh, wow. This life was for me.
This was meant for me.
In your season, in this season. But we need clarity.
Yeah.
And walking with God, wow.
It activates.
Oh.
It activates. Walking with God activates the clarity.
Yeah, it does.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it activates the clarity that one needs in life.
Yeah. It's like you can put your brain to rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't stress with your brain because every day, you know, God is giving something.
Yeah.
The Bible, when you're listening, when you are connecting, talking, walking with God, with Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So the clarity is there for you. So it's like it's given to you.
Yeah.
God already.
Yeah.
A long time ago, he made the plan for your life. So the clarity is here, the plan is here, and the world is shaking. But when you have the clarity, you can really just walk every day with God and something happens. But when you obey God, and I was thinking about that word, obey.
Yeah.
You know, many people think, oh, it's negative to obey. Yeah. You're being controlled. No, it's the complete opposite, because it's love. When we obey God, when we work God's plan, when we do what we're supposed to do, when we walk that path, well, everything is already given to us. So the health, the money, the people, the love, our purpose, everything is already given.
Everything's already given.
And why are so many people struggling when it's already here?
Because we have not yet connected to God fully. The moment you start working with him on a daily basis, then your eyes start to see things that you didn't know. Your mind begins to understand, wow, you mean this was here and I didn't know about it. So everything is there in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's why spending time with God on a daily basis
changes
your life without even you knowing.
You
realize, wow, some things used to disturb me now. I don't get moved anymore.
No worries.
I'm not worried anymore because something has happened. You're spending time with God. The more you spend time with somebody, you become like them.
Yeah.
Or they become like you.
Yeah.
If you spend time with God, you start understanding his thoughts and his word and his promises and what you need to do, you know, to live in this world. So it's important that we stay connected at all times on a daily basis. It's important. It's very important. It's very important.
It is so beautiful, the joy, the peace, the plan, the mission, our mission here, using our talents and the miracles. And we don't know when the miracle is coming, in what way, and God surprises us again and again and again. And I believe for this season, okay, maybe... because we have been stretched. God is stretching us and shaping us. So maybe that is also for you. Maybe you also are being stretched in, you know, the season. But then when we totally surrender, all the good things are coming. It's coming in unexpected ways. And, well, there is something to receive every day. But we need to read the Bible. We need to get to know God.
I mean, that's the only way. The only way to know him is in his word. And his word is rightly available. The Bible is the most book that is mostly available in this world. It's there on the internet. It's there. I mean, you just click Bible and boom.
You know, it's there.
It's there. And that is so good that his word is always there. It has always been there from time immemorial. It has always been there. And it will continue to be there to help him those that find it. You know, the moment I started to read the Bible, I started to understand more about God and how he works, his ways. And I learned how to pray. You know, you realize you just learn how to pray and to talk with him. The more you connect with him, the Bible starts making sense. You start to understand, okay, this what this thing means like this, okay. Because you're spending every time with him on a daily basis because you love him and you want to know more about him. So it's good to walk with God on a daily basis. It's the best thing one can decide in their life.
I love this, that we have dedicated our life to doing this. So the word harvest, I think that's the last word for the path, and then let's go into healing, but harvest. So, and it might seem really strange because we know that so many people are struggling. We are seeing, businesses going bankrupt. Everything is becoming more expensive. So many people are wondering, how do I survive? And also people that, you know, had a lot of abundance. Are losing it, and there's like, what is the future? We have young people, they're wondering, do we want to have children because the world is so crazy? And then I received the word harvest. it's kind of funny because I really received that 2024. We started the year with receiving that we were going to have abundance with ease. And then we understood we needed to connect some numbers and some details into it, and said, tell God what we wanted.
Be specific.
Be specific. And but then I also get into that word harvest. Harvest, that 2024 is going to be a season of harvest.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something about that, Simeon?
Yeah.
Or is anything coming to you?
Yeah, it's a season of harvest because I believe because we have started in God. I mean, I know in some few months or some few years or months, you know, there'll be a time of reaping. Every time you sow in God, you reap something.
Mm.
You know, it can be healing, it can be anything. Mm. It can be any harvest.
Yeah,
healing. It can be prosperity. It can be wealth.
Mm.
It can be wisdom. It can be knowledge. Something that you harvest after sowing. Because harvest comes after sowing.
Yeah.
When you sow something, you reap something back. Mm. Call a harvest.
Yeah.
You know?
So you can sow something completely different and harvest something, in something else.
Of course. Yeah. It's a principle. Mm. It's a law, a spiritual law.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. There is something. Let me just connect. It's about the sowing and the harvest. Yeah, you said reap. That was what. Mm. There's, I don't remember where in the Bible, but it says when you sow in tears. You know, I'm from Norway, so I don't have all the words in English. But when you sow in tears, you reap with joy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something like that.
And
I've heard so many stories, and also me and you, we have experienced that we needed to sow when we didn't, you know, have much to sow with.
Yeah. Exactly.
But we did it anyway, and boom.
Of course, you get something.
You can harvest.
Yeah, you harvest. You harvest. It's a spiritual law. If you plant something even in the world, like in Africa, if you plant a seed of maize, expect something to happen after a few months. A maize tree will come from a small seed. So that's a principle of sowing. The more you sow right now in whatever, like in spending your time with God, that is sowing your time. You're sowing your time every day, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. It doesn't matter how long, but it's a seed that you're planting.
Yeah.
And it's growing. Every day it's growing. It's, before long, you realize, wow, I'm already in abundance.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And also you must remember that when you plant, not all seeds grow up to be something. So it's not, I sowed one time there. Check, it's enough. We need to surrender also. And then you sow and then expect the miracles to come, obey God, and you will harvest. And I think that is so exciting. And I really love to sow, you know, unexpected places, like when people are not expecting me, that they're, wow, what, why? But more and more, God is telling me where to sow.
Where to sow, yeah.
Like the other day, he said to me, oh, that woman, you need to sow to her.
Yeah.
And I really worked to find the woman's phone number and to be able to sow.
and that means you will reap a harvest in something else.
Yeah.
It's only God knows what that will bring to you, or in your lifetime. I mean, only God knows. He controls the harvest. You can also sow kindness to somebody, send a text message.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm praying for you. You know, you're a great person. You have sowed something into somebody's life, and it you reap out of every seed that you sow. You reap something back into your life. You know, but it can come in different ways, different fashions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sowing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it's true.
Yeah, so good. You know, time flies when we start.
Yeah. It's already 1 hour. Wow.
Yeah. So I really feel like go into healing. We're going to talk. We're just going to share a link here and talk a couple of words about where we are having our focus. I'm in this healing mode.
Flow now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Everything stops up now. We're here. Yeah. I have experienced so many times when I'm doing live, even if I had total full speed internet. When we go into healing, crash. So let's pray that it will. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit a few seconds in silence to connect. You know, many times it's not about the words. It is about the presence. The presence of God. Following Jesus. The Holy Spirit. I wish for you that you can really connect that it is perfect right now. We are going into healing, and God is in control. It has nothing to do with me or Simeon. Or you. Let us just surrender to God. Can you imagine that God knows what you need? Because healing can be so many things. And we can think that, oh yeah, I need healing for this. This is painful for me. But you know, maybe there is something else you need more first. This is just what's coming to me now. This is just what's coming to me now. It is so amazing to sit here and just feel it. And also, I feel an urge to say, because when we go into healing, someone will feel it, you know. They will feel the tingling, or they will feel tears coming, or they're getting warm. There's like a wind. And someone is, oh, I really want to feel, but I don't feel anything. Just imagine it's perfect for you right now. Whatever you are feeling, it's perfect. Because God is in control. So if you want to focus or if you are thinking about, you're praying for healing for something, I think we are going into a miracle season too. I just shared it a couple of hours ago. There's a miracle season. Can you imagine that it has already happened? That the healing you need, it has already happened. Because it is there for you. But we are not in control. Let us just trust God. Allow the Holy Spirit. Jesus healed, and well, there was not many questions. Or the rituals of doing this and this. The healing just happened in different ways. So this, we are doing it for God. Everything is for God. I always love Matthew 21:22. Do you know it in English, Simeon?
Yes.
Can you say it?
Ask, believe, and you shall receive what you're praying for.
So we can just ask for it. We pray for it. And we believe. Believe that your healing is happening or that it has already happened. You know, I used to work a lot with manifestation, and I said, live like it already happened. But when we go into believing it, believe your healing. Receive your healing. Pray for it. It's perfect right now. Or like you like to say, Simon, it's too perfect. This healing session is too perfect.
Yes, it is.
Is it something you want to share, Simeon? I just would like to sit a minute in silence and just work on this. If you want to share something, please just share if it's something that's coming to you.
Yeah, the miracles are ours. The miracles are ours. Are ours, and I hear this word, to keep.
To keep.
The miracles are ours to keep, and also that our bodies will receive healing, complete healing, complete healing, and even restoration. That the healing that we are receiving today from Jesus is also restoring our body. And I mean, the organs that had failed to function, God is restoring them again so that they can function the way they were designed by Him to function. The healing that is coming right now is bringing also restoration. It's bringing complete restoration because it is so perfect. the healing coming from God is so perfect. It is so perfect. And we embrace it, all of us now. We embrace it. We receive it with our hearts. We receive it completely, completely into our hearts. We embrace in the healing that's coming from above, from God, our Father, who is a healer to all of us. We're embracing it, and the miracle, we are going to keep it. We're going to keep the miracle and live a life, a miraculous life, a miraculous life. That is the word. That's the word from God. When you get this healing, keep it. It's a gift from God. And God to heal, for him to heal is his joy. It is his joy to see us whole, to see us free. It is his joy. So the healing is coming with lots of love and lots of joy to all of us. It's coming. Attached with it is love and peace. And we have to keep it, to keep the miracle, to keep it. Yeah, I can say something.
Yeah. It's just getting stronger and stronger. And it's just, you are healed. That's what just coming. You are healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed. That's just on repeat. You are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus. And embracing what you say. It's also when you started to say that, it just opened up. Embracing. Embrace the healing. Embrace it and keep it. Yeah, keep it. You are healed.
Yes.
If you believe it, that's what's happening. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I'm seeing so much being released. It's released, and it's like it's almost like it's being dragged out of bodies. It's like it's dragged out and released.
Yeah.
And it's like when you have that, when there's something happening, you just say, oh, I was just 10 kilos lighter, you know. It's just, and then it's the energy is, it's just lighter.
Yes. Lighter.
Just fill with light here now.
Yes.
Just
filled with light.
You are healed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
We never know what's gonna happen.
You never know.
It's always unique.
Yeah, always unique.
Always unique. it's just pouring down, and you know, we're supposed to talk about our focus and project, and but I'm like, can I just sit like a couple of hours like this?
I wish people were here also.
In the same room.
In the same room.
But we are doing, we know that, well, we are moving to Nairobi soon. Then we will be in the same room.
In the same room.
With many people.
Many people.
And also we we actually took an exit from Facebook. And it's one way a little bit strange, but that was also a guidance, you know, to start a new path. Because it's so it's so funny, because I see we are 8 people online. And it's not, it's just a couple of weeks ago I did live on Facebook and we were 108. But God guided me to exit Facebook and to exit actually social media. So, but we are putting this, we are putting this on our platform. So we need actually to broadcast somewhere to put it on our platform. And we were guided to, it is YouTube that, so actually we are going to start a broadcast to our platform. So also, thank you, Eli. Also, if you want to share something, I know many people will watch this in recording, because we're going to share it different places, in different part. Actually, God said to me, we needed to publish this in 50 countries. And it's just like, well, we're going to find a way how to reach 50 countries. That would be really interesting to see how that's going to happen. So, but we are creating this, we call it a platform, the Kibarabaras.
Kibarabaras.
Do you want to start, please, Simeon, because I'm so, just start to share a little bit about the platform.
Yeah, this platform, it's it will have content that is prepared for you, prepared to equip you and help you in your walk with God. So you'll find inspirations in this platform. It's like Netflix. So and you'll get all that you need on this
If platform. God had a Netflix.
So if God had a Netflix, then this is how it would look like. Somehow, you know.
At least, from the God's plan for us.
So there's inspiration. There's some place where you hear Issa talk, talks of what God is putting in her heart, you know, with what is going on in the world.
And words of the day.
Words of the day, you'll find it right there. There are also prayers where I pray, you know, specific prayers where you can pray along, you know, with me, as we believe God for your miracles and whatever that you may be needing from God. There's also Expand Your Life with God messages that will be there. And all these are for you, and many other things that maybe you can continue on.
I will share a little bit, because we are going to start actually tomorrow, and it depends on when you are watching, but it really doesn't matter, because when you are on the platform, like Netflix, you can watch it whenever you like. But we are going to go live for 90 days, or Monday to Friday. So it will be 60-something days we're going to go live. And we're going to start on the, is it 18? What is it today? It's 18. On the 19th.
It's tomorrow.
on the 19th of February, we are going to start. But it doesn't matter if you are watching this video 2 years later, because it will be there.
Yeah.
And I want to share a little bit because it is a really special journey. Last year, when I was kind of closing down my business, starting on that path, I thought that, well, I know the world is changing and I am changing and I knew I was going to go on a different path. I knew it was with God, but I didn't share so much in public about God. So I just got, but well, I wanted to take a 90-day journey for myself because I felt I needed it to prepare myself for like the next season or the next year. But then I got the guidance to invite other people to join that 90-day journey. So I did that, but for Norwegians, because I have been working mostly in Norway. So I had that 90-day journey. We were 111 people joining, and it was an amazing 90-day journey. So the last week, I call it, it was going to have God, focus on God, because the 90-day journey was like a self-development for health, for love, for business, for finances, for your purpose, for everything. But it was not like a connected with God. But I got deeper and deeper, of course, with God, so I couldn't help myself. But I, when we met, we decided to do a 90-day journey.
But in English.
In English, but with focus on God. Life with God.
Yeah.
Oh, and I am so, I am really looking forward
to
start that journey now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And of course, we are inviting you to join us so you can have your journey for your life, for your purpose, for your love, for your health, for your work or business, if that's something you are into, for your finances, for your purpose, for how to walk with God. So we are going to go deep.
Really deep. That's why we need you to join us tomorrow. At what time tomorrow?
We are starting at 5 p.m. Norwegian time.
Yeah.
I don't remember the if it's called set or we need to go into into those things. But you can watch the recording. And if you are, the Kibarabaras are like a membership site. So if you are a member, you will receive all the days and everything that is there.
All the recordings.
So some of the content there are for free, and you can give a donation. There is in the menu a donation button if you like that, because the prayers and the healing, we are putting that out for free. But we are going to put so many things in there. And I'm also... it's really strange, but I'm writing a book, which I am publishing as I am writing it, because God guided me to do that. And it's called From Naden to Nairobi.
Yeah.
And that's also me receiving. So there is so many, we are really, we decided that we wanted to dedicate everything online we are doing to this page. And also we are going to do Zoom because we really want to connect. It's cool to do it like this where we do live and there is a comment field. But we really like also for those who want to do it to be on Zoom where we also can talk together. So we're going to do a lot of that too.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to kickstart this tomorrow.
And we had, we were going to really work on this week, and I got sick.
I got
pain.
Yeah, I got pain.
That's what happened when you are on this path with God.
Also, the devil is not happy also.
So we need to kick the evil out. But we decided that we're just going to start tomorrow because it is about using your talent and don't wait till it is like this or this or this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you can check out the page. It is in the making, but every day we will put content something there. Yeah. Exactly. But we will start the 90 day. The 90 day also has a weekly Zoom. So, but you will receive email about, you will have information tomorrow if you're watching this on the, on the 18. And if you're watching later, everything will go automatically. So you will just connect easily. So, so check it out.
Check it out.
If you feel like,
check it out. Yeah. It's yours.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So I think we are we are in the last minute, right?
Yeah, in the last minute, I think, believe all of us have been blessed.
Yeah.
And we have received something good.
Yeah. I really hope that
you
got something today. If it was a word, if it was the praying, the healing, the the, or like I say, whatever.
Whatever you got, you got it. But thank you for being there.
And if I can just have a small request, if you felt that you received something, we will be very happy if you want to share this video. That's also a way of sowing with us, because we really want to reach people all over the world now. We have 50 countries, like the first that got. So how can we reach 50 countries? Well, we hope some of you feel that you you want to help us to share. Share, and of course also check out the kibarabaras.com, because that's where we are.
That's where we are.
And also feel free to write a comment, or just to say if there's something you want us to talk about. So we can connect with
that.
This
was good.
Good.
It was amazing live.
Are you happy?
I'm blessed.
So we are all blessed. So.
We all did. We all did.
Powerful. So, Kristen, thank you, Chris.
So
thank you for joining us. And hope to see you
next time.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you.